Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Everything all right? You look shocked in there. Did you know the show was starting? All right. Well, I'm so excited. I think we're all a bit fired up because he's back. Tim Staples is back. We're going to do 2 hours of open forum with Tim Staples. Tim, welcome back.
It is fantastic to be back.
Well, it's fantastic to have you back. I was so excited when I saw you in the building. And of course, we bring you back. Tim, get in there and raise some money.
Yeah.
You got money to raise.
The only problem was I got lost on the way to the studio, but then I found my way.
You forgot the way?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about what's going on right now. A real change in here. I couldn't believe it when I came in here. You know, Cy Kellett now with the star on his door and
I'm wearing an ascot and a robe.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah,
and I'm an author, this big door, this sign on the door. But other than that, things are pretty normal.
I've moved past the little people now.
No, but it's exciting because, folks, there's never been a more important time. We talked about a little bit on the pre-show. There's never been a more important time for Catholic Answers Live than right now. And the proclamation of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. As, in case you haven't noticed, the world has gone crazy. You know, we have a government now that is spiraling out of control, immoral, attacking, you know, anti-Catholic, anti-life to a degree we really haven't seen before. We're approaching a new level of antipathy toward the gospel and toward life in particular, the family.
I know.
And we are, folks, the Catholic Church is not just the last line of defense, we're pretty much the only line of defense. You know, when you look around, I was talking yesterday at the coffee shop with a fellow, a Protestant fellow, and I was talking to him about, look at the Protestant denominations. There's nobody left. They're all teaching now, you know, homosexual marriage, A-OK, abortion in various scenarios, A-OK and such. And it is the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church that stands strong.
Ain't changing.
Along with our Orthodox brothers, generally speaking, although they don't have the voice that we do either, because they don't have a living magisterium, because they don't have the Holy Father. And so it's incumbent upon us. We have an obligation as Catholics, because we are that lone voice. We are the light. We are that city set upon a hill. And we have an obligation to proclaim the gospel in full without compromise. And that's what we do. We are proclaiming it doesn't matter what the President of the United States says or the Speaker of the House or the Senate majority.
Or cable
Who
news.
Who cares? Or cable news or anybody else. We are here to proclaim the gospel because the gospel is the only hope. Folks, we're spiraling out of control, literally. But guess what we need you to do right now? We need you to help us to continue the proclamation of this gospel that we alone possess as Catholics. Folks, nobody else has it, but we do. All right? And that is the hope of our nation and all nations. But we need your help right now. Call 888-291-8000. Folks, we've got a lot of folks on the phones, and there's nobody calling, okay? So guess what? The phones are all open. We need your help, because we got to meet this match of $15,000.
This hour.
And then, Cy, I want you to explain this second thing.
I will.
That is amazing, that I'm not sure I fully comprehend yet, but you're going to help me. But we need you to call right now, folks. Right from the start, please, we got to make this match. We've got to be strong. We've got to move forward. There's so much more we want to do. But first things first, we got to pay the bills now. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you.
The energy level just goes up when you're in the building, Tim. It's so great to have you back here. And I'll tell you, let me just lay down the situation. Yesterday, our first day. Today, we're in the middle day. Tomorrow, last day. That's all we come to you over the next 3 months to ask you to help us to pay our bills. We're not building up a giant nest egg. We're not, you know, the money's not going into cryptocurrency. We got to pay the bills. And that's why we come to you, and you've never let us down. And so we come to you with confidence, but also with some sense of urgency. Yesterday, we were able to raise just a little more than one quarter of what we need. So that's a very good day, and we always try to tell the truth about where we are. So we're at about 54,000 of the 200,000 that we need to raise. We met both of our matches yesterday. very, very grateful for all of that. But let me explain what Tim wanted me to explain. Yes. And by the way, $15,000 dollar for dollar match right now. Perfect time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. But there's a second match. And that's the part that Tim has never experienced before until yesterday. I had never experienced before. We have a donor who understands essentially how a nonprofit like us works, that if we can have monthly donors, it changes everything. It gives us, it's almost like you have a platform you're standing on that you know is solid and you can go forward making plans. So this donor gave $100,000 on the condition that we can match it with new monthly pledges. So if you are a first-time monthly giver to Catholic Answers Live, you're going to help us meet that $15,000 match. So your money is doubled dollar for dollar. But if you are a first-time pledger, this other donor is also going to match your pledge. So it's triple. So let's say you could do $10 a month right now. Let's say that you could come into the Catholic Answers family, be part of this for $10 a month right now. One donor is going to double that to 20 a month. Another donor is going to triple it to 30 a month. And you become a member of our giving society called Society 315. And Society 315, you get the t-shirt, you get the car magnet and all of that. But also it's a way for us to build a community where we're going to share. I mean, Tim's going to be doing lectures that are available to Society 315 members exclusively. And we'll have, you know, opportunities to do, you know, call-in opportunities and that kind of thing. And also events. So we're going to do events around the country, maybe even around the world. I don't know. Where we can meet with Society 315 folks. So we want to build up this Society 315. So for $10 a month, we're getting $30 a month right now because there's two donors who will match your donation if you are a first-time monthly giver. And then you become a member of Society 315, and we've got $15,000 to use up right now, 888-291-8000. And anybody who gives in any amount, you give a dollar right now, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar. Amen. You give $1,000, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar. We're going to go to the phones, we're going to take calls, but I just want to lay the groundwork here so you know what's going on. Everybody's money is getting matched right now. If you're a first-time monthly pledger, it's getting matched twice, 888.
That's incredible.
Did I explain that all right? Did that make sense,
that,
what I said?
That means we've never had this before.
No, this is a first-time thing.
My goodness.
I don't know who this donor is either, but it's brilliant. Because,
this is incredible. Folks, really, this, I've never heard this before. I mean, my wife told me you guys were doing it yesterday, right?
Yeah, right.
But, oh my gosh, folks, this is the time to call, 888-291-8000. You're basically, you become a monthly donor, and you're... Money's tripled
for a whole year. It's tripled.
It's tripled. Oh my gosh. Folks, this is phenomenal. All right. Do not let this go by. All right. 888-291-8000. I almost wanted to call out to my wife. Val, can you believe this?
Because you've been with her for the last 3 months. You haven't been here.
888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we have too much work to be done. It's time to give. Folks, these lines should be full right now. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 open lines, okay? Now, praise God, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
that are full.
That are full, praise God. But the other 5 need to be full. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Let me tell you, with this kind of triple deal going on, folks, give monthly, okay? Give that $25 a month, give that $50 a month. We are going to rock the house, and you just watch what we have coming at Catholic Answers.
And we can go to the phones now and take some calls. Tim Staples, our guest. That's exciting to get to say that again. Tim's been away for a few months, and we're so happy to have him back. Noah in Westmont, Illinois, watching on YouTube Live. Noah, you're first up. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me.
Happy to.
So, I'm a Protestant who's been considering Catholicism for a while.
Gotcha.
I've really come to terms with the Immaculate Conception, I think. I read your book, Behold Your Mother, which was great. And so my question that's been lingering is, so in regards to the fact that Mary was spared from the stain of original sin,
yes,
does that imply that she would never have made mistakes? She was impervious to making any kind of mistake that would have come about from sinful nature as a normal human would. I mean, so like, is that included in that or what?
Gotcha. Great question. All right. Well, first of all, she had no sin, and we have to make that clear. I know you know that, no sin whatsoever, not even a venial sin, nor would she have had the slightest attachment to sin. Okay, so that's got to be made clear. However, we make a distinction in Catholic theology, Noah, between, you know, as you know, Jesus alone can say, I always do my Father's will. In fact, Jesus alone can say, as, let's see, John chapter 5, verse 19, the Son of Man can do nothing of his own, but only that which he sees the Father doing, right? So Jesus, even in his human nature, had the beatific vision. He, because of the hypostatic union, that is the human nature joined with the divine nature in the one divine person, every single thought and action he performed was positively God's will. He is the will of God manifest in the flesh, right? He is the Word made flesh. So every single thought, every word, every deed is entirely the will of God and that which he sees the Father do. We cannot say that of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is free from all sins, but she did not have the beatific vision. And I know there are some who argue, the Catholic Church has never taught that. Mary did not have the beatific vision. So theoretically, once we eliminate all possibility, I like to do like St. Augustine, I believe it's in On Nature and Grace, you know, section 36, where he famously says, in treating of sin, I want to make one thing clear. The Blessed Mother, she's off the off the radar screen. Now, he didn't say it like that. We're not going to speak of any sin whatsoever when it comes to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now let's talk about everybody else, says St. Augustine. So as long as we keep Mary in that unique category, we can certainly say that, yes, it is theoretically possible, even though, you know, Noah, Mary's intellectual capacity would have been so sharp. So we can't even imagine, Si, the clarity the Blessed Mother would have had. She would just see and know things so clearly because she's not encumbered by sin whatsoever. So she would have had an alacrity, a clarity that would have been off the charts. But that doesn't mean she could not make a mistake concerning calculus.
Right? Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean she could not make a mistake concerning things like that. So we don't want to, exaggerate. Even though it's difficult to do that because she is so glorious, but we don't want to exaggerate and put her up on a par with Jesus.
Noah, thanks very, very much for starting us off with that question. Lots of folks on the line today. It's open forum. Tim Staples is here. I wish I had known that when I was taking calculus. I could have said that to the instructor.
That's right. Not that Mary would have known calculus, but I think folks get the point. But folks, here, you know, we just had a call from a Protestant fellow who's basically on his way into the Catholic faith. And God bless you, Noah. When you accept the Immaculate Conception, you're on your way, my friend. You're closer to us than the Greek Orthodox. Although there's a lot of Orthodox who agree with us as well. But as a general rule, they're a little bit persnickety about the Immaculate Conception. The point is, this is what happens on Catholic Answers Live, folks. People hear the fullness of the gospel, and it's attractive when the truth is presented. You know, if guys like Si Kellett can just get out of the way, and guys like Tim Staples can just get out of the way. See, I added me in.
I like it. Yeah,
I added me in.
I don't have to
and
cry
And we
now.
Can present the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is so beautiful. It's so true. It draws people like Noah. But the only way folks get drawn like that, the only way Noah gets my book, reads it, and then calls in and says, hey, I read your book. Wow, I believe in the Immaculate Conception. We can pass over that side. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
What we're talking about here. But none of that happens, folks, unless you call. That's the bottom line. And we have way too many open phones right now. Please give us a call with the triple match. I love saying that. We've never said this before, folks. If you give a monthly donation.
If you're a new monthly donor.
A new monthly donor. Thank you.
Yep.
Si. We're talking about tripling your gift. $300, $25 a month becomes $900, right? $300 a year.
I didn't pass calculus.
I don't
I don't know. Ask the Virgin Mary. Her mind is very clear.
I know 300 times 3 is 900. That's exciting, folks. And there may be some folks, you might be able to be that one. You've been listening for a while. You've been blessed. Maybe you can, right now, do that $100 a month. Right now, folks. Call that and count on your fingers and toes. Right? $100 a month. That's $1,200 times 3. This is phenomenal, folks. You are going to help us this year to be able. We're going to do more than just pay the bills this time, Cy Kellett. Well, we are going to go beyond. That is my goal, I'm stating right now. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But please do call. There are millions of people that are waiting for you to call. You know why? Because there's millions of people that are waiting to hear the gospel. Folks who are going to turn the radio on or go online and happen upon us 3 months from now.
Yeah.
They're going to do it, and they're going to become Catholic because of you right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. That's the number. A whole bunch of match money online. But I also want to tell you about our thank you gifts that we are able to give you at the various levels. I was saying at the beginning, and I promise I'll just go through these and we'll go right back to a question for Tim. So I'll just go through these very quickly. If you are able to give at the $10 a month level, $10 a month, first of all, tripled. And second of all, you become a member of our Society 315. You get the t-shirt, the car magnet, a coupon code for shopping at Catholic Answers Live and getting discounts there. And also, you'll get to participate in some of the community building stuff we're going to try to do there. If you can pledge at $20 a month, also tripled, and we'll give you become a member of Society 315, and you get the book A Man Named Joseph, Guardian for Our Times, from our own Joe Heschmeyer, and Real Religion from Father Jeff Kirby. If you're able to give at $45 a month level, if you're a person who could do it at that level, all of that applies. But again, tripled. Your pledge is tripled right now because of this very special donor that we have. And then we're going to send you the hard copy of Trent Horn's School of Apologetics course, Evidence for Catholic Moral Teaching, what
awesome.
The church teaches
awesome
on
course.
Right and wrong.
Absolutely awesome.
I'll tell you what, if you can go to $84 a month, and there are people who can do it, $84 a month, it's a large number, but there are people who can do it. All of that applies, but you're also a member of our President's Club. And there are all kinds of benefits to the President's Club, including the fact that for the whole year, we publish something, you see it, you just shoot us an email or call, and we send it to you for free. Anything you want published that year, you get for free in the President's Club. That's for $84 a month. 888-291-8000 is the number. Some people to call, to thank, and then right back to calls. Marie just assembled these for me, folks who just joined at the $10 a month level.
Fantastic.
Teresa, Aaron, Stephen, Gary, Joni, John, Joseph, Melissa, Colette. Wow, this is a lot, Marie.
Wow.
Michael, Robert, Floor, Joe. Thank you all for joining Society 315.
Just now?
Yeah, just now. That's just now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Dan F. donated $500. Thanks, Dan. 888-291-8000, the number. I'm going to go to calls. People want to hear some Tim Staple answering questions. He's been practicing in his shower for months. So Linda in Austin, Texas, listening on Catholic.com. You are next. Linda, delighted to have you. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I have a question. So I was reading a passage in the Bible. It's from John 14:28. And it's a part where it's talking about the fact that Jesus is talking about the Father being greater than he is. Now, I understand that what he's talking about is that his human side, Jesus' human side, Father's greater than him.
Yes.
And I thought I had a basic understanding of the Trinity, mm-hmm. meaning that I know that there are the three persons, they're equal as God, and so forth. But
yes.
In this Navarre Bible commentary, I guess it would be called a commentary, where it's explaining the passage,
yes.
It basically is saying that even though the Father and the Son are equal in nature,
yes.
And I'll just skip down a little bit, it is saying that only the Father is the beginning without beginning.
Correct.
Whereas the Son precedes from the Father by way of a generation. Now, now it sounds, and I'm sure I'm misunderstanding this, it sounds, though, that the Father always was,
right,
and then Jesus
came to
God, not Jesus, the human side, but God, then kind of proceeded from the Father, meaning almost like, and creating, I'm sure, is not the right word, but almost like it was only the Father.
Right.
From always.
It does sound like that. Linda, I think you're at the, you've come to the limit of human language and talking about the divine. But Tim, explain how all these things can be true.
Yeah. And first of all, we want to make clear, as you already mentioned, if you look at the context of John 14, 28, he says, "You have heard me say, I go to the Father. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I go to the Father. For the Father is greater than I am." So he is clearly talking about going to the Father. That's referring to his human nature. That's the first meaning of the text, is that we're talking about the human nature. And as such, the divine nature is greater. So the Father is greater, no doubt. And the second person of the Blessed Trinity, of course, the divine person experiences humanity through that nature, that human nature that he possesses. Thus, he could say, the Father is greater than I. This is why he would say, I go to my Father and your Father, right? In John chapter 20, he worships his God as well as our God, right? Also in John chapter 20. Why? Because the human nature needs God, right? And so, of course, he loves and he worships God. But what you're pulling out here, Linda, is a deeper sort of understanding. And there's something that goes deeper here, in that the incarnation of our blessed Lord does reveal something. In fact, everything that Jesus does, right, reveals something about God's nature as well. And so there is that, and this is what the Navarra Bible is talking about, that within the inner life of God, we can say the Father is greater than the Son. Our Eastern theologians love this. Well, as long as we're careful, we don't want to fall into a subordinationalism, because that would be heresy. We can't say, because all three persons of the Blessed Trinity possess all 14 attributes of the Godhead co-equally, co-eternally, and that includes power. All three are equally as powerful. Why? Because they are all three the one God, all powerful, right? So the greatness we're talking about here is one of a relational distinction within the divine, the inner life of God. So that the Father is the quote-unquote first cause of life in the Trinity. The Father alone begets. The Son is begotten. So that's what the Navarra Bible, and they are absolutely right, they're talking about. The different roles, the relational distinctions between the persons are real. These are real distinctions, so that the Father can be called the greatest of the first of the persons, the first cause of life in the Blessed Trinity. But Linda, remember this. These are only relational distinctions. They are not matters of essence. So that when we say greater, this does not pertain to any attribute. It is only a relational distinction. So that the Son is begotten, but as we say in the Creed, Linda, he is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. So it's an eternal begetting that represents a quote-unquote hierarchy within the persons of the Blessed Trinity. There really is the Father greater, the Son, you know, being begotten, and so forth. But co-equal, co-eternal, and again, I emphasize, when it comes to all the attributes, they share them absolutely equally and co-eternally. So hopefully that helps, Linda. You've touched on a really hot topic when you deal with the Trinity. Of course, it is a great mystery. Normally, in John 14, 28, I like to stick to the humanity of Christ, which is first being emphasized there. But if you want to dive into Trinitarian theology, we can do that as well. It's a lot of fun. Folks, how many other radio broadcasts do you turn on where you can talk about the eternal relations, right? The four eternal relations within the inner life of God. You're not going to get that on CNN. You're not going to get that on Fox News. You're going to get that right here, folks. And this is life, because, hey, Jesus said it in John 17, verse 3, this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So when we talk theology here, Trinitarian theology, we're not just doing it for the fun of it. This isn't a nice little option for us. Yeah, we can talk about, no, this is our salvation, right? If you want to get to heaven, you need to know who God is. That's what Jesus says. And so this is why it's so important for us at Catholic Answers to stay on the air, because people need to know who God is. You would be shocked, my friends, at the confusion among our separated brethren, even when it comes to the essential truths of the Blessed Trinity. So folks, pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000. We got a lot of open lines, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Give that monthly gift.
Tim Staples is back, and we'll be back right after this.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Darren, come on, man. You're just trying to be popular. He's playing that groovy music all the time now. I think it's in the rotation. Thank you for playing the groovy music.
I'm doing the swim.
Yep. I know. Can you do the Watusi? Can you do the, what are the other?
I can do like, the pogo. The,
well, good for you. Congratulations. Everyone who was a kid in the 80s can do the pogo. That's the saddest dance. It's so funny when you see like concerts from, like if you see, you know, like now they got them on YouTube and stuff and you're like, look what we were doing. It's so horrifying. Yes. And I was doing it just like everybody else.
What did Fred Astaire think? You know?
I know. When you were doing the Rock Lobster. Yeah. 888-291-8000, the number to call and make your pledge. Lots of folks to thank. Here's the deal. A donor gave $100,000 and said, you can have it if you can match it. You know, and as much as we match, I don't want you to think we have to match the whole $100,000 to get it. I mean, as much as we match, we get. I don't want to deceive anybody. Yeah. But people have been really responding. Brand new monthly donor from New York. I don't have permission to say the name, so I'm not going to say it. $125 a month.
Wow. Praise God,
yeah,
man.
That's $375 a month to us for this year from that one donor. Thank you so much for that. Just join Society 315 at $10 a month, which is also getting tripled. Dan, Marie, Judy, Harold, Steve, John. Oh, she's writing names while I'm talking. I can't even keep up. Janelle, Miriam, Leslie, Michael, Renee. Thank you all.
Fantastic.
Shane B. just joined the President's Club, $84 a month.
And you know what, Si? I've been thinking about this actually for days as I was winding down the end of my sabbatical, and I was really looking forward to being here. I was thinking about, And, you know, I think often we as Catholics become so complacent. I know I did, especially during COVID.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I wasn't getting to Mass as much as I was before, even getting to confession became difficult.
Yeah.
You know?
Because there was no one that would hear you.
Yes.
Confession. You had to drive across town.
I mean, we have special connections here and there. I was able to kind of go under the Staples. But still, it definitely, it affected my prayer life. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, and no question.
This time off that I had, it's just been phenomenal. Well, I have to talk sometime, but my wife and I actually went on a marriage encounter. I got a brand new marriage, my friends.
Aww.
I'm telling. I mean, it's been glorious in many ways. But you know what? What hit me so hard, you know, in the last couple of weeks is just how complacent we can become. And it's the nature of the beast. You know, you get into life, and I get it. But we've got to fight against that. You know, we have to determine in our minds, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to worship.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pray, not because I feel like it, but because God's worthy of it. This is my duty
yes.
as a Catholic. As St. Paul says, I exhort you. I love that in Romans chapter 12, by the mercies of God, right? I exhort you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies, living sacrifices unto God, which is your reasonable worship. That's logike in Greek, right? Logike, your reasonable worship. We have a worship that is reasonable. It's the most human thing you can do in your life is kneel down and worship Almighty God. But as Catholics, we're surrounded by miracles. We don't just get worship. We get miracles every day in the Eucharist. We have a miracle. It's called transubstantiation. Now, technically, it's not a miracle in the sense of an external sign, but it is a miracle in the sense that we have the transubstantiation, which means you have the accidents of bread and wine that remain, and they are connected to nothing. Right? It's a miracle.
Yes.
And of course, Jesus' substantial presence. But God doesn't stop there, Si. He gives us Eucharistic miracles all over the world. We
right.
see you just in case you might be struggling with your faith. He gives us L'Anziano that's been in existence for 1,321 years now. It's been in existence, and you can see it. I've seen it twice with my own eyes. I've been there. This miraculous host that 1,300 plus years ago was transformed. That is, the accidents of bread and wine were transformed into real flesh and real blood, and it still exists today. Do you think we can take for granted sometimes? I mean, we're surrounded.
Right.
As Catholics, we're surrounded by miracles like these that have been scientifically verified on four different occasions. There's no human explanation for the existence of the thing. This is what we have. And folks, we can take it for granted. This is another reason why Catholic Answers Live is so important, because we need to hear it over and over. This is why we have the liturgy. Amen. We go through the substance of the Bible, over 3 years, roughly, the entire Bible, the substance of it, right? Why? Because we're dunces. We need to hear it over and over and over, and we need to be encouraged, and we need to encourage each other. But I was thinking about that, Si. We're surrounded by miracles as Catholics, and yet sometimes we can get complacent. Folks, don't allow yourself to get complacent. And when you do, go to confession. Get back on the horse. Go receive our blessed Lord in the Eucharist. Get in front of him and allow him to renew your mind. The renewing of your mind is priceless, my friends. But right now, we need your help, because I believe this is one of the things we do. We are here to help you to hear that glorious truth over and over, in the form of apologetics, yes, defending the faith. That's a powerful way to communicate the truth. But you know it, folks. Those of you that are listening right now, you know full well, you've been blessed over and over and over again by so many guests on here, bishops, cardinals, priests, knuckleheads like Tim Staples, Si Kellett, right? You've been blessed over and over again. Don't become complacent toward Catholic Answers either. because you can take for granted, oh, they're always going to be there. No, they're not. Not necessarily.
Well, we've seen lots of Catholic radio stations disappear, lots of Catholic communications
We have.
Disappear.
And folks, I guarantee you, it can go away. So I said all that to say this. Please, folks, we need your help right now. We've got a whole lot of open lines. We're not even close to meeting our match yet. We're not even halfway, folks. We have got to meet this match. So please pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now, folks. Don't let it go until the last couple of minutes so Tim Staples has a heart attack. Come on, pick up that phone right now. That $25 a month gift, instead of being $300, it's going to be $900. That $100 a month gift, if you are a new pledger, is going from $1,200 to $3,600. This is phenomenal. Please give us a call. Not enough are taking advantage of this triple match. So pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Join with us to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics.
888-291-8000. Back to the callers now. Kurt in Houston, Texas, watching on YouTube Live. You're up next. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, Tim. Appreciating the work that you all do in proclaiming the gospel. I'm a Lutheran, a confessional Lutheran, I should add, considering Catholicism. And I think one of the biggest question there is the question of authority. Obviously, is going to come up.
Yeah.
And it's something I'm looking at, and I think one of the most compelling cases for the church's authority, the Catholic Church, is the development of doctrine and
yes.
having a magisterium that can decide what is a good development and what is the corruption.
Yes.
But I guess I'm getting tied up in a logical pretzel.
Okay.
Because what's troubling me is that the teaching on the development of doctrine seems to apply to the understanding of the magisterium's infallibility itself, to where it becomes it seems when you look historically, a Lutheran would look at history and say,
yeah.
okay, has the Pope contradicted himself?
Mm-hmm.
But because the understanding of the Pope's authority itself develops,
mm-hmm.
the church can kind of add more nuance mm-hmm. to where, because they know that the Pope is infallible, it looks like there may be a little contradiction, so we can add more nuance that then shows the Pope is still infallible.
Right.
You kind of get, am I misunderstanding something
gotcha.
There?
Gotcha. Yeah, Kurt, it's a great
yeah.
question. And there a couple of things. First, there's a wonderful document that came out in 1998 called the Professio Fide. Beautiful document, Pope St. John Paul the Great. And then you had a doctrinal commentary on that. I'd recommend you get a hold of it. It's a beautiful document that talks about the development of doctrine, as well as where we stand on numerous doctrines in their development. It's absolutely brilliant. But one of the points that's made in that commentary, that would have been penned by Cardinal Ratzinger and approved by Pope St. John Paul the Great, is that a lot of folks don't realize this, but papal infallibility was understood, taught, and infallibly so from the very earliest days of the church. A lot of folks misunderstand. They think that papal infallibility was defined sort of in an absolute sense in 1870. That's just not true. Particular aspects and what Vatican I really focused on, yes, the church defined full, double barrel shotgun what in papal infallibility means. But the real sticking point when it comes to nuance and definition there had to do with his juridical authority, right? That the Pope has juridical authority over each bishop, each cardinal, archbishop, bishop, and yay, each and every individual, each and every rite, each and every, it's this language that really drove our Orthodox friends crazy. But that was a specific sort of development. But papal infallibility was understood all the way back. Brother, you go to Leo the Great at the Council of Chalcedon, where, of course, his famous tome was he wasn't there. His tome was read. He sent legates. He was too elderly to make the trip, but he sent his legates. They read the document. And of course, the Council Fathers erupt and say, Peter has spoken through Leo, right? And the heresy is over. You had a similar thing happened with Pope Celestine at the Council of Ephesus 20 years before, and we could go on and on and on. So remember, papal infallibility is something that was taught from the very beginning. Of course, there's development. Now, in other areas of doctrine, the Eucharist and justification, salvation, and things, there is a lot of development that happens because, generally speaking, it's when errors come in, that's when the church is forced to reconsider doctrines and go deeper in order to make the definition. But when it comes to papal infallibility, it was so universally understood. That's one of the reasons why you didn't need a definition. Because when you have all the bishops of the world gathered at Chalcedon's, that Peter has spoken through Leo, the matter is settled. What do you need to define? It's already understood on the universal and ordinary level, so it's already infallible. That was one thing that really helped me to understand things when it comes in particular to papal authority. But brother, thanks so much for your call. Give a read to that document, especially that doctrinal commentary by Cardinal Ratzinger. And folks, look, we need your help right now. We've got way too many phone lines open, and now they're making me nervous, Si. Okay? They're making me nervous.
Don't make Tim nervous.
we need you to call, folks.
We have to deal with him.
And do you understand, you guys understand the importance of the discussion we just had? Right?
I know a Lutheran gentleman calls up and struggling with papal infallibility and
understanding the development of doctrine. Yeah. I mean, these are the kinds of discussions that we have on a daily basis at Catholic Answers that brings thousands and thousands and thousands of people, probably millions over the years, to our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, folks. This is priceless. Yeah.
To say nothing of all of those like me. Who bring closer? Now, you know, like
yes,
like
daily, that is a good point.
Yeah, just like if I didn't listen to Catholic Answers Live, would I be as close to Jesus as I am? And I know the answer is no. And I tune you out sometimes, Tim. Wait, we got to take a quick break. Let me give the number. We'll be right back. 888-291-8000. Give us a call. We need your support. 888-291-8000.
You're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's only fair. Tim called me a knucklehead earlier, so I got to get him back. We're in the midst of our pledge drive, right in the midst of our pledge drive, 888-291-8000. One of the things that we've been asking you is to consider, if you've never been a monthly donor, become a monthly donor, because we have this, I assume very wealthy, I don't know, maybe not, but I assume very wealthy donor who said, if you could raise $100,000 on new monthly pledges, I'll match every dollar of it. Right. It's a great thing for us because monthly pledges mean everything to an institution like us who really just has to pay the bills every month. That's how we live, a little bit hand to mouth. Here to talk with us about how it is all going is the man who runs development here at Catholic Answers. David, thanks for coming by. How's development going?
Development's great. So it has been a great start to the pledge drive.
Good.
So
okay,
thanks. Thanks to you and to Trent yesterday and Tim. God, brother, it's good to see you.
It's good to be
glad
back.
Glad to have you back.
Amen. It feels like Catholic Answers again, huh?
It does feel like Catholic Answers. You know, and pledge drive time is such an exciting time around here because as you walk around the halls, I mean, you're here in the studio side, but as I walk around the halls or our president, Chris Check, does, you know, you hear people on the phones and it's such a wonderful time for us to connect with the people that love us the most. Yeah. Right. Amen. So, you know, we might get emails, we might get letters and things like that. You talk to them all the time here on the show, but the rest of us don't necessarily get that opportunity. So this pledge drive is really an opportunity. We love having conversations with the folks who call in.
Amen.
And we hear such great things. In fact, you asked me if there was anything of interest in particular. And I was just talking to Mike from Pennsylvania, who started up a $10 a month monthly pledge.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep. And Mike, he could not say enough good things about the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics.
Praise God. That's great.
He said, get in there, get some more courses. They are so awesome. Please don't stop doing it. And then he said, you know, I just got Tim's course on evidence for the church. Yes. And he said he loved it. And I said, did I hear that right? Did you really say that? Or did you mean Jimmy? And he said, no, I meant Tim.
You did, David. You did not say that.
No,
I
didn't say that.
It couldn't have been Tim.
Right. Mike was very gracious. And I told him, I said, hey, we're going back in the studio over the summer. We got more courses coming. And it's all thanks to the generosity of those who are giving to us.
But to think about that, the School of Apologetics, a whole School of Apologetics we were able to start because donors have supported us through the years. And
absolutely.
And we're growing in those ways. And everything, I mean, we're doing everything. Like books. I mean, if you got a tape player, we'll give you a tape. We'll probably still make an 8-tracks. I don't know. But now we got the School of Apologetics. Maybe not 8-tracks.
Maybe not. Yeah.
But is
beta only? Just beta.
Yeah. Right. But how wonderful! Mike came in. He's part of the family now.
Absolutely.
He's in Society 315.
Yep. Sure enough. And just to give you a little perspective, the Society is growing by leaps and bounds. We're over 600 members now.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. We got over 100 new members just yesterday, and the folks are really stepping up again today with those monthly donations. Because as you said, Cy, you know, so we have our large donors, right? And they really help us kickstart projects like the School of Apologetics.
Yeah.
Then we've got our monthly donors that help Phil Lenihan and the budget department really plan things out, pay the bills, do the things we do every single day. So between our larger donors and our smaller donors, they all come together as one big family and help us do great stuff.
Yes. Dave, if only folks could see the work that's done here behind the scenes. Like this man, Dave Matheson, I mean, what he has done with development to, for example, streamline the budget. I mean, somehow he finds a way to shrink the budget and increase the bottom line. You can't beat that, folks. But this is the kind of stuff that Dave does and that others do around this office every day. They are working to squeeze everything we can get out of every dollar. And we are increasing our apostolic work like I have never seen since I've been at Catholic Answers. Yep. And I've been here over 16 years, my friends, coming up on 17 years. It is absolutely astonishing. So when you call right now, your money is going for the apostolic work at 888-291-8000. It's thanks to guys like Dave and so many others that are working their tails off to do the work for our Blessed Lord and Holy Mother Church.
And you know what? We're all on the phone right now. So as soon as I leave here, I'll be back on the phone, and we want to talk to you. We want to hear what you love about Catholic Answers and help you support us for sure.
888-291-8000 is the number. I was joking before about how this pays our bills. Like we're not investing in cryptocurrency, but I was just thinking if you had cryptocurrency, there is a way to donate it.
There
right?
actually like is. Actually, yes.
I heard this in a meeting the other day.
Like, no way.
Yeah, people can donate cryptocurrency.
You can. We just launched this, and the only way right now you can donate cryptocurrency is if you go to Catholic.com, you click the orange donate button in the upper right corner, and there is a link there where you can donate cryptocurrency through a third party called Ngiven. They're the ones that provide the platform.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to roll it out a little more, but right now if you got cryptocurrency, if your Ethereum's really been kicking butt and you want to send some of that to us, you can do it
on
Catholic.com.
Can I donate Monopoly money? Does that work?
You can, Tim, yes.
Sure.
Go ahead. You can. Yeah. We can't do anything with it, but you can. I know. You see these things like Ethereum, and you're like, another one I missed. Yeah. Oh, another one I missed. 888-291-8000. Every dollar matched for those who are first-time donors by this new thing that we have. We've never had someone say, I'll match $100,000. And so I want to thank some folks, and then we will go back to the phones.
Yes.
And then we'll,
And thank you, guys.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
Dave is awesome, guys.
Right.
Awesome.
And
he eats a lot, though. He came over to my house and ate all my food. But other than that, he's great.
888-291-8000. You hear us talk to Sarah sometimes. Sarah on the board. That's David's daughter. You did a good job there. She is a sharp one, Sarah. 888-291-8000. Karen joined the President's Club at $87 a month. Jean joined at $100 a month. Sean giving $67 a month. All of that matched and then matched again. But what they're getting is all the gifts that we're able to give at the various levels. So, for example, Sean's getting Trent Horn's Evidence for Catholic Moral Teaching, one of the courses in the School of Apologetics, but also getting the two books, A Man Named Joseph, A Guardian for Our Times, and Real Religion from Father Jeff Kirby. And that's anybody that gives at the $20 level or more gets that. And he's also a member of Society 315. So come in at the $10, $20, $45, or $84 a month level and get those various thank you gifts. Just join the Society 315 at $10 a month. Mike, William, Donna, David, Stephen, Stephanie, Claudia, $100. Thanks, Claudia. It just all got matched. Robbie came in at $25 a month. So he's getting a man named Joseph, and he's getting real religion and a member of the Society 315 and all of that triple matched because of this extraordinary gift we have. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to Ryan in Midland, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Ryan, made you wait a while. Sorry about that. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
All right, Tim. I wanted to ask you, yeah, since we as Latin Catholics can fulfill our obligation to attend Sunday Mass in Eastern Rite churches,
yes,
can we also fulfill our obligation to attend Mass on a holy day of obligation in an Eastern Rite church, even if their date of celebrating a holy day is a little different than the
Gregorian
calendar?
Never would have thought of that, Ryan. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're having a holy day, but they're not having a holy day.
Yeah, that's a Jimmy Akin question right there. I really don't know the answer. My gut tells me, and I'll see if I get corrected, but my gut tells me no, as a Latin Rite Catholic, we are obliged to attend all of the holy days in accordance with our rite. Now, of course, if you're traveling, this goes without saying, I'm sure you agree, you're traveling, you're in an Eastern country where you can't, that's another thing. But that would be my gut, although, you know, I'm definitely going to dig in, and I will get that answer for you. That's definitely
didn't
the
practice that
question.
One in the shower. Did
I
you?
Didn't
practicing
right.
all these other questions.
Here
in the shower.
First time back, and I get stumped. But
nice
you
going,
know what,
Ryan.
Ryan? Thanks for that question, and I will get the answer and tell you about it. Hopefully. Well, in the next hour.
Yeah, because Tim's going to be here for another hour. Yes. So when we come back on the other side, we'll let you know if we were able to meet the match for this hour. And we'll let you know how we're doing in the overall drive. And we're just going to take tons more calls. So we'll continue with Open Forum with Tim Staples. Haven't had Tim for Open Forum for a long time. It's great to have him back. But let me just remind you before we do go to the top of the hour. First of all, we're about to take a break. So great time to call 888-291-8000. 888-291-1000. Make your pledge in any amount. All together, we're going to make this small donations, medium donations, large donations. All together, we will make it. But with anybody, we can't afford to leave anybody out of that and still do the work that we do. So please do now pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. If you can become a first-time monthly donor at the $10 level, you are automatically part of the Society 315. You get the T-shirt and the magnet and all the other good stuff in Society 315. But triple matched. I mean, come on, it's an unbelievable opportunity right now. So
we need this final push right now, folks. Yeah. We got to fill up these lines right now at 888-291-8000. We are coming down to the end of the wire. What do we have, about 2 minutes?
About a minute, I think, before. Well, I don't care.
About a minute.
Why are you making me do math at the end of the hour?
Well, folks, we're coming down to the wire, so we really need you guys to get on the phone now at 888-291-8000. And remember, you keep on the line, because now it'll still add for the first hour up until the end of the hour, right?
Oh, yeah, all the way till we start again.
Yeah.
All the way till 1 minute past the hour.
Right.
It all counts to this
so
hour.
So really, they have another 5 minutes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
To call
yes.
for this first hour.
Right.
So keep, we still have some open lines at 888-291-8000. Call CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I got to hurry up because I got to go to get an answer to that question before we start.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're a fancy pants, you can text the word Catholic to 24365. It's only for fancy pants, however. text the word Catholic to 24365. Make your donation that way. I do want to encourage you to go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Whether you're using a computer or a phone, it is optimized for either of those. And you can get it done in about 90 seconds. If you're technically adept, even quicker than 90 seconds. Say hello to the folks when you call 888-291-8000 to make your pledge, because those are our colleagues. Those are our brothers and sisters in the battle here at Catholic Answers. They all have taken the afternoon off, stopped what they usually do, and they're just answering phones. 888-291-8000. I could not be happier. Tim Staples is back. Everything feels right with the world.
And I'm happier than you.
And okay, all right. I didn't know it was a competition, but it was, and I lost. 888-291-8000. We're going to keep going back to the phones. If you're on the phone, stay on the phone. If you haven't called yet, you can call 888-31-TRUTH to get your question to Tim Staples when we do another hour right after this of Catholic Answers Open Forum.